Welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and I've got my coffee and my passion for silicon ready to dive into this week's biggest hardware stories. Before we jump in, huge thanks to our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping clients seamlessly integrate AI into their workflows, and Ago Consulting, that's Ago, your go-to team for silicon development consulting. Today, we're talking about some massive shifts in the chip world, NVIDIA's enterprise push, Intel's surprising comeback story, and Meta's jaw-dropping hardware investments. Trust me, you don't want to miss this one. Let's kick things off with NVIDIA's latest enterprise play, the RTX Prio 4500 Blackwell Server Edition, paired with their new VGPU 20 platform. Now, this isn't just another GPU launch. This is NVIDIA saying, hey, enterprise, we're coming for your entire workflow. Think about it. AI isn't just living in those massive training clusters anymore. It's moving into your everyday Microsoft Office, your CAD software, your design tools. It's like AI went from being this exotic sports car that only lived on racetracks to suddenly being the engine in every sedan on the highway. The RTX Pro 4500 is built specifically for this shift. We're talking about hardware that can handle virtualized AI workloads across multiple users simultaneously. Imagine you're an architecture firm. Instead of each designer needing their own massive workstation, you can have a centralized server running these cards, and everyone accesses that AI power through virtualization. The VGPU 20 platform is the secret sauce here. It's like having a really smart traffic controller that can slice up GPU resources and serve them exactly where they're needed. One person's running AI-enhanced Photoshop, another's doing real-time ray tracing in Blender, and a third is running machine learning models for data analysis, all from the same hardware pool. What's really exciting is how this democratizes AI access in enterprises. Instead of companies having to choose between giving a few people amazing AI tools or giving everyone mediocre tools, they can give everyone access to serious AI horsepower when they need it. It's brilliant because it matches how people actually work. You don't need maximum GPU power all day, you need it in bursts. This could be the inflection point where AI stops being a special project and just becomes part of how business software works. Now here's a plot twist I didn't see coming. Intel is suddenly looking like the comeback kid of the decade. Multiple sources are reporting that both Google and NVIDIA are seriously considering Intel as a backup to TSMC for their AI chips. I mean, this is like watching the underdog suddenly get invited to sit at the cool kid's table. For years, Intel's foundry business has been struggling. They lost their manufacturing lead, they've had delays, and honestly, a lot of people wrote them off. But here's the thing about the chip industry. When you're dealing with geopolitical tensions and supply chain risks, having alternatives becomes incredibly valuable. Think of TSMC like that amazing restaurant everyone loves. It makes the best food. But what happens when there's a line around the block and you can't get a table? Suddenly, that other restaurant across the street starts looking pretty good. Intel's foundry technology might not be quite at TSMC's bleeding edge, but it's close enough for many applications, and it's in a completely different geographic location. Google's reportedly looking at Intel for their next-generation tensor processing units, and if NVIDIA is also kicking the tires, that tells me Intel's foundry capabilities are better than people think. This isn't just about having a plan B, it's about reshaping the entire chip manufacturing landscape. If Intel can land these massive orders, they'll have the revenue to invest in even better manufacturing technology. It's like a positive feedback loop. Better customers lead to more investment, which leads to better technology, which attracts even better customers. The fact that companies are willing to bet on Intel's foundry shows just how crucial manufacturing diversification has become in our current world. Speaking of diversification, Intel just landed what might be the deal of the decade, a massive order from Google for AI chips. This isn't just Intel getting a participation trophy. This is Google saying, we trust you with our most critical hardware. And that's a huge deal because Google doesn't mess around when it comes to their chip strategy. Google's been designing their own silicon for years now. Their tensor processing units basically created the custom AI chip category. So when they choose a foundry partner, they're not just looking at who can make chips, they're looking at who can make chips that will power the future of AI. What's fascinating is the strategic implications here. By working with Intel, Google is essentially helping build up TSMC's biggest potential competitor. It's like Netflix funding a new movie studio. You're creating competition for your current supplier, which gives you more negotiating power down the road. For Intel, this is validation that their foundry technology is ready for prime time. Making Google's AI chips means hitting incredibly tight specifications for performance, power efficiency, and yield rates. These aren't simple chips. We're talking about massive complex processors with billions of transistors that all need to work perfectly. If Intel can nail this, it proves they belong in the conversation with TSMC and Samsung. This order could also give Intel the financial breathing room to keep investing in their manufacturing technology. Foundry Business is all about scale. The more chips you make, the more you can invest in better equipment, which lets you make even better chips. It's a virtuous cycle, and Google just gave Intel a massive push to get that cycle spinning faster. Now let's talk about Meta's absolutely bonkers hardware spending spree. They're expanding their deal with NVIDIA to include millions, and I mean millions, of AI chips for their data center buildout. We're not just talking about GPUs here. They're also buying standalone CPUs, which tells me Meta is building something truly massive. When I say millions of chips, I want you to really think about that scale. A typical high-end gaming PC might have one really good GPU. Meta is talking about millions of these things. It's like comparing a single light bulb to the electrical grid of a major city. This kind of scale tells us that Meta isn't just running some AI experiments. They're building the infrastructure for AI to be core to everything they do. Think about what Meta's AI needs to handle. They're processing billions of posts, images, and videos every day. They're running recommendation algorithms for billions of users. They're working on virtual and augmented reality experiences that need real-time AI processing. And they're building the metaverse, which is basically going to be AI all the way down. The fact that they're also buying standalone CPUs is interesting because it suggests they're not just throwing GPUs at every problem. Smart data center design is about using the right tool for the right job. GPUs for parallel processing and training, CPUs for control logic and data movement. It's like building a kitchen. You don't just buy 100 ovens, you also need prep stations, storage, and dishwashers. What's really wild is thinking about the timeline here. Meta isn't buying these chips to stick them in a warehouse. They're buying them because they have immediate plans to put them to work. That means we're going to see some serious AI capabilities rolling out from Meta in the near future. And that's a wrap on this week's AI Hardware Deep Dive. The chip world is moving fast right now. NVIDIA's pushing into enterprise, Intel's staging a foundry comeback, and Meta's building AI infrastructure at mind-boggling scale. The AI Hardware Show, brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. Make sure to hit that subscribe button, share this with your fellow hardware enthusiasts, and check the show notes for all the links and details on these stories. Until next time, keep watching the silicon.